Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. Now, over the weekend, it was World Diabetes Day, and it really marked 100 years of insulin. So to join me to talk about this and joining me on the line is the head of the Australian Diabetes Society, Sof Andrikopoulos. Good morning, Sof.
Good morning to you, Gemma. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And I guess let's just start off with diabetes in itself. It's being described as a silent pandemic. Now, why is this?
Well, in many instances, particularly with type 2 diabetes, people don't know that they have diabetes, and it may be months or at many times years before they get properly diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And we know the longer that your blood glucose levels are higher than normal, the more likely that you will develop complications of diabetes.
And now, with diabetes and the complications, are we seeing a bit of a rise in children?
Well, there's an increase in the prevalence of diabetes across all ages. So, it used to be said that type 1 diabetes was only in children. That's not true. You can get type 1 diabetes at any age. Even 70-year-olds can get type 1 diabetes, where there is an absolute deficiency of the hormone insulin. With type 2 diabetes, it used to be an older person's disease, but now we see it more and more in younger and younger people. Again, it's a condition where your pancreas is not secreting the appropriate amount of insulin to maintain normal blood glucose levels.
World Diabetes Day, you know, we're really highlighting the 100 years of insulin. Now, why is this such an incredible milestone?
Well, World Diabetes Day this year, the theme is access to care, but it also coincides with the 100-year anniversary since the discovery of insulin. Why is this important? Well, because prior to the discovery of insulin, if you developed diabetes, particularly type 1 diabetes, it was all but a death sentence. And with the discovery of insulin, people started to live normal lives. Life expectancy is today normal for a person with type 1 diabetes who's being appropriately managed. So really, insulin revolutionized the way that diabetes is being managed, and giving people really a normal life expectancy.
And now, is there some hesitation when it actually comes to insulin, though?
Well, there isn't. I think with type 1 diabetes, where there's an absolute deficiency of insulin, people need insulin to survive and need insulin to maintain normal blood glucose levels. So that's fine for type 1 diabetes. With type 2 diabetes, we have other medications that are being used prior to insulin, usually. But there is no reason why if your blood glucose levels with type 2 diabetes are a little bit too high or are not being managed appropriately with oral medications, and then insulin is appropriately fine. We've got spectacularly great insulins nowadays for people with type 2 diabetes, including co-formulated insulins. They give you really good blood glucose control.
And I guess then just finally as well, so you're encouraging people to, you know, reconsider their views towards diabetes. Why is this?
Well, I think the popular media, particularly for type 2 diabetes, the popular media stigmatizes people who have type 2 diabetes as being lazy and eating the wrong foods. We need to remember that any form of diabetes, whether it's type 1 or type 2 or gestational, it is a condition of the pancreas not secreting enough insulin. And that is genetically predetermined. You can't do anything about your genes. In saying that, of course, if you have type 2 diabetes and you are carrying excess weight, then, you know, by having a healthy lifestyle and reducing your weight and exercising, you can manage your type 2 diabetes much more effectively. Mm. But you can't do anything about your genes. Your genes are your genes. So I don't think, you know, it's helpful to blame a person who is managing type 2 diabetes, which adds to the stress, because, you know, you can imagine that diabetes or any chronic disease is 24/7 and it's relentless. You can't switch it off. You can't go on a holiday from your diabetes. So I don't think we should be stigmatizing or blaming. I think we should be supporting and we should be encouraging people who have any form of diabetes.
No, absolutely. I completely agree with your message there. Well, Sof, thank you for your time with me this morning.
Thank you, Gemma. It's been a pleasure.